And good morning, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. Welcome live here out of the Common Workspace Studios, Tipping Point with Zach Yenser on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, and good morning to you. Fun show today. I think most of our shows are fun. I have a fun time doing them, but been looking forward to this conversation. We'll kick off in just a second with Colonel Jason Dickinson with the Morris Air National Guard Base here in Tucson. We'll talk about the Air National Guard Base here, what it means to Tucson, and we'll get into a little bit more about the connection between Tucson and our military operations and our armed forces here. And I've got some thoughts on that. We'll get Colonel Dickinson's as well. And then when that's all done, we will sit down with Chris Dobbs, the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. They've done some really good reworking and preparing and planning for a festival in 2022. So we'll get a sneak peek at what's happening there. That's our show today. 520-790-2040 is your live line number to join the conversation. It's not the number that my first guest today used because Jason is with us here in studio, and that's always a pleasure. Jason, good to see you, good to meet you, and thanks for coming all the way down from Oro Valley to be with us.
Thanks, Zach. Really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So I wanted to start off with this. I want to start off with the mistake I made. We were emailing back and forth, and I said, Jason, I'm really looking forward to talking about the role of Davis-Monthan and what, you know, what they do here. And you said, well, just to be clear, we're not Davis-Monthan. And, you know, obviously I wish I had known that. Now I know that. But it's not an uncommon mistake. So Davis-Monthan, Morris Air National Guard Base at the airport, different things. Explain that to us.
Absolutely. It's very common. So, you know, Davis-Monthan has such a huge impact on Tucson,
sure,
which we love our active duty counterparts that are there. But a lot of people in Tucson, I grew up here in Tucson and didn't know we had an Air National Guard base right here in town. Mm. So if you ever hear Morris Air National Guard Base, in fact, about 4 years ago, we renamed the base after our first wing commander who passed away at the age of 92, Donald Morris. So Morris Air National Guard Base, we're about 92 acres on the north side of the Tucson International Airport, is where we're located. So we're a great connection to the community as well, you know, kind of in conjunction with Davis-Monthan. But we have a very different mission.
Okay. So explain that mission.
Yeah, so really one of our main bread and butter mission is that we fly the F-16 aircrafts, and we're what they call a formal training unit. So we have pilots that are learning how to fly the F-16. So they've kind of been through pilot training, they've learned the basics of flying, but they come to us to learn how to fly and employ in the F-16 aircraft. So we have, again, people don't know, we have 72 F-16s out there at the National Guard Base, which is bigger than a lot of country air forces right here in Tucson. So pretty cool mission that we have.
That's,
at least I think.
Yeah, that's incredible. And, you know, we have two segments here to get into it. And I want to talk some F-16, you know, as well.
Sure.
That always, you know, piques people's attention in Tucson and sometimes rattles windows. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Just to kind of create a contrast, you know, maybe some listeners are saying, well, okay, then well, what does Davis-Monthan do?
Yep.
You know, if it's not that, what do they do?
Yeah, their bread and butter mission is the A-10 aircraft. Again, they've got a training mission like we do. They also have some operational missions. Then they have a lot of search and rescue assets as well. So they've kind of got a separate mission. But the big difference is that they are active duty. So that's our, you know, our United States Air Force run by they're basically under the federal government, whereas we are an Air National Guard base. So obviously the National Guard can be activated, as which actually happened to us during COVID, but for the most part we are under the state control. So the National Guard actually runs a history all the way back to the 1600s with the state militias. So each state had their own militia. We kind of kept that construct of, you know, the founders kind of decided maybe we don't want to have a huge standing army. They had a bad experience with that, obviously, early in their time. So they kept the construct of having a national, federal active duty, and then the keeping the majority of their forces in the state run, which is developed into the National Guard now.
Got it. Tell us real quick about the COVID connection. Yeah. What did that activation look like?
Yeah, so the governor asked for help basically to do, to back up a lot of the COVID testing, the tracing. We actually sent people into the food banks. So we have one of the unique things about the National Guard is that people can serve in a part-time capacity. So, the classic commercial of 1 week in a month, 2 weeks out of the summer really is we have people that serve in that capacity. So they really just come in 1 week in a month on our drill weekends to keep their skills. But then they're out in the community working their normal civilian job. So that's why the National Guard tends to have really close connections with their local communities. But during COVID, the governor asked if we could pull some of those people up, put them on orders full time, which we did, and they were out doing contact tracing, helping with the testing facilities, out in the food banks, keeping those stocked when the pandemic was really hot and heavy.
How many National Guard bases do we have in Arizona?
In Arizona, we for the air side, we have our base here at Morris Air National Guard, and then there's a our sister base flies KC-135s up in Phoenix. They're part of the Phoenix International Airport as well. But we have several other, when you get into the Army National Guard side of it, we have bases all over the state that people can serve in.
Got it. I am learning real time in this conversation with you, and you can probably tell. This is going to get into, I think, our second segment, to where we're going to probably touch on the fact that there is a lot of, whether it's National Guard, Air, or Army, or whether it is active duty at Davis-Monthan, the activity of the military, of the armed forces, of those who protect us at every level, really undergirds so much of Tucson. But it's stuff that I don't think a lot of people in Tucson understand or realize. And so my next learning question is, so the Army has a National Guard element, the Air Force does.
Correct.
So we have active duty federally on those sides, and then under the direction of the state, there's also National Guard components of that.
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Yeah. That's exactly how it works. So you have obviously like the Department of the Air Force, the Department of the Army. Those are federal agencies. You also have what's called the National Guard Bureau. So the National Guard Bureau and the head of the National Guard Bureau sits on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he is in charge of all the training of the National Guard troops. And then, like I said, so in their normal capacity, they serve under the governors of their states, or what we call the TAG, our Adjutant General, works directly for the governor, basically under the Department of Emergency Management is where we fall on a normal daily basis. Now, obviously, the president at any time can activate the National Guard, and if he activates us, then we would move under the Department of the Air Force or the Department of the Army, whatever they need federally. So
got it.
We kind of sit outside that construct for the majority of our time.
Right.
Unless the country needs us, then we're activated. And that's the great thing about the National Guard. You can keep a lot of experience. So we have a lot of people that serve a long time in active duty. They're ready to transition to the civilian's career, but we hate to lose all those skills that that we know they have from being active duty. So we can keep them in the National Guard, basically kind of keep them warm, we say, keep their skills there on a part-time basis. Yep. And then if they're needed, it really expands our military capability to keep that
amazing
experience. Yeah.
We're with Colonel Jason Dickinson from the Morris Air National Guard base here in Tucson, Arizona, not active duty at Davis-Monthan. F-16, the F-16 is, when you see those flying, they're coming from your base.
Yes, correct.
Right there, adjacent to the Tucson International Airport. We're having a conversation about this aspect of those who defend this country, who are here in Tucson. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the F-16. I want to talk a little bit about this connection between airspace, defense, military, and Tucson. And also, we talk about the trades quite a bit on this program, and how do we create great jobs in Tucson, and how do we also train a workforce for the jobs that are needed? You have a bit of a role to play in that I'd love to inform our Tucson community about. All that and more on the other side here. Tipping Point with Zach Yenser is just getting started on AM 1030 KVUI The Voice. We'll be back for part two of our conversation with Colonel Jason Dickinson of the Morris Air National Guard Base. We'll be right back.
With real people. Tipping Point with Zach Yenser. 1030 The Voice.
In 2021, FC Tucson was just getting started. We're building something special that all of Tucson can be proud of. Don't miss FC Tucson in action in 2022. Secure your season tickets now at fctucson.com or call 520-600-3095 and download the FC Tucson app in the App Store or Google Play to get updates on MLS preseason as FC Tucson welcomes the biggest teams in U.S. soccer in January and February.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's the nearly 60 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges currently under construction, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. You love Decibel Coffee Works, the coffee of Tipping Point and the Yenser household, for their quality roasted coffee and beans. Now they're giving you even more reasons. Open now, the Scratch Kitchen at the MSA Annex will provide quick and easy breakfast and lunch with vegetarian and vegan options available to enjoy with your drink. Visit the MSA Annex right off the I-10 and Cushing to be one of the first to try. 267 South Avenida del Convento. Zach Yenser here. I'm so excited to be a part of the launch of the Little Love Burger this fall here in Tucson. Located just two doors down from the Rialto Theater, Little Love Burger serves up the juiciest scratch-made hamburgers, loaded hot dogs, hub ice cream milkshakes, lovable local brews, and the most addictive breakfast sandwiches. Starting October 20th, Little Love Burger is open Sunday to Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Thursday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Tucson, don't you want some burger to love? Why I Love Where I Live. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Located in the open-air Mercado San Agustin Annex just west of downtown, it's a great place to shop or spend time with friends as you enjoy food, drink, and other shopping options close by. Find gifts, toys, books, and clothes that will help you celebrate where you live. Visit them at the Annex off the I-10 at Cushing and Avenida del Convento.
Helping you make better money decisions is what The Ramsey Show is all about. Today at 1 p.m. on 1030 The Voice.
And we're back, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. Good morning to you live here out of the Common Workspace Studios. We're with Colonel Jason Dickinson here live in our studio. From the Morris Air National Guard Base. I spent the first segment learning things that I feel like I should have known as someone who is decently plugged in Tucson. No idea. I was asking all the dumb questions, but I feel smarter on the other side. We talked about, you know, what does the National Guard Base here do? I want to touch on a few things that you mentioned. The F-16 is flown out of the Air National Guard Base. There's a lot of conversation on the future of the A-10. Mm-hmm. What is the future of the F-16?
Well, we think we have a very solid future now.
What do you mean by now? Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we've done is we have a foreign training mission here as well. So we actually train about 40% of.
We're working on reestablishing contact with Zach and Tipping Point. Hang on just a second, folks, and we'll be right with.
2021, FC Tucson was just getting started. We're building something special that all of Tucson can be proud of. Don't miss FC Tucson in action in 2022. Secure your season tickets now at fctucson.com or call 520-600-3095 and download the FC Tucson app in the App Store or Google Play to get updates on MLS preseason as FC Tucson welcomes the biggest teams in U.S. soccer in January and February.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's the nearly 60 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges currently under construction, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. And back here in Out of the Common Workspace Studios with Colonel Jason Dickinson. Jason, we're back together. We were talking about the F-16 training out of the Morris Air National Guard Base and how you not only train our pilots, but also from foreign countries who are buying the F-16 now being produced again.
Yes.
out of Lockheed. Time is ticking. I wanted to ask you about this. I was laughing that I feel the dumbest that I felt almost any conversation I've had on this. I've been doing it for 4 years because of how little I know about this and how much is happening. And but I've made that point before that in Tucson, whether it is Davis-Monthan, whether it is Raytheon, whether it is the Morris Air National Guard Base. There is a lot of military, aerospace, defense, a lot happening that undergirds what we do in Tucson. Yet the connection between that industry and I think the normal people life in Tucson, there's a massive disconnect there. And it feels unique mm-hmm. to Tucson in a way.
Yeah, that's obviously one of the reasons that I love to come on the radio show. I appreciate you having me on, is to get the word out. We have been hiring, about 4 years ago, we had the lowest employment numbers. We had a ton of full-time vacancies, which makes it obviously, number one, hard to do our mission, but it's just kind of a shame because for me, how cool I think our mission is and what kind of opportunities are out there for people. So that's picked up some, but we still are hiring, as everybody is right now, I think. We just want to get ourselves in the mix so that people in Tucson mm-hmm. know there's all kinds of opportunities with the National Guard. And like I said, maybe for a person that isn't ready to go active duty military and move and deploy and do all those mm-hmm. things, you can serve right here in your hometown. So we have mm-hmm. full-time positions, we have part-time positions. Mm-hmm. And again, really, it's looking for those people that have their high school diploma, but mm-hmm. maybe are deciding they don't want to go to college or they're not sure they want to go to college yet. They can come and get all kinds of skills. The Air Force will train them really in whatever they want to do. So we have crew chief positions. One thing we're definitely short on is electricians. I can't keep an electrician because they get the skills from us and then a lot of times tend to move on mm-hmm. To other places, which we're fine with, but mm-hmm. We'd love to train new people that want to get all those kind of skills.
Amazing. So what's what's an example of maybe an opening on the base that someone could apply for today?
Sure. Well, I'm in the maintenance group. We definitely have positions for electricians, what we call air ground equipment support technicians, so our age facility. So they're working on all the ground equipment that supports the aircraft, basically like mechanics, again, mm-hmm. Any kind of mechanical skill out there. But really, I'm the maintenance group commander, so I tend to lean towards those traits. But really, we have all kinds of positions. Cybersecurity is huge, so anybody who wants to get into the communications field, really almost any job you can think of. You need, the National Guard base is kind of like a little mini city. Hmm. So anything you would need, we have those type of employment opportunities.
That's amazing. Again, if you just joined us, we're with Colonel Jason Dickinson with the Morris Air National Guard Base here in Tucson, 162nd Wing, located at the Tucson International Airport, not Davis-Monthan. We covered that in the first segment, but if you're just joining us, these are two very different things, different levels, different purposes, different missions, different activity level. I mean, just very... very different, with a connection here to Tucson and jobs and opportunities available. Let me ask you this. We have 2 minutes, maybe a little bit less. What can the Tucson community do to better support the base and the men and women who are there serving?
Sure. Well, Number one, I do feel we always feel a huge support from our local community. You know, if I walk around in uniform, I can't tell you the number of people that thank me for my service. You know, are trying to buy me meals, anything like that. So we really do appreciate that. Like I said, just getting the word out that the base is here, and if you have anybody in mind that is looking for that type of opportunity, I would just say, you know, our local recruiters are 520-295-7000 will get you right into them, and we'd love to have more people in the community serve right here in Tucson.
Absolutely. Are you seeing the challenges on that note that a lot of others are in terms of labor who is available and willing to come in? Are you seeing
absolutely.
Those shortages too?
Absolutely. There's such a demand. I think that's where a lot of our shortages with electricians and other areas are driven by how much demand there is outside of the base. So obviously we are competing with that. But we feel like we compete very well. We started a very high salary, you know, north of $25 an hour with full health benefits and then benefits to pay for school, all kinds of things once you get into the career.
That's amazing. Well, Jason, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I knew I was going to learn a lot. I didn't know I was going to learn this much. I'm not joking with you. This was a bunch of, wow, I didn't know that moments. But again, thanks for coming down and for sharing about the Air National Guard base right here in Tucson. Would love to do this again and keep that connection growing with our listening Tucson community. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. And we'll do this again soon.
Thanks, Zach. A real pleasure.
Thanks so much. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour news and sponsor messages. When we come back, a few words from me, and then Chris Dodge will be with us, the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. What are they cooking up for early 2022? We'll get a sneak peek today on the program. We'll be back on Tipping Point, AM 1030. KVY The Voice returns in just a minute.
When you manage your money with a credit union, you're taking true ownership of your finances and how your money impacts the community. Stop letting banking just happen to you. Bring your money home to Vantage West, federally insured by NCUA.
Zach Yenser here. I'm so excited to be a part of the launch of the Little Love Burger this fall here in Tucson. Located just two doors down from the Rialto Theater, Little Love Burger serves up the juiciest scratch-made hamburgers, loaded hot dogs, Hub ice cream milkshakes, lovable local brews, and the most addictive breakfast sandwiches. Starting October 20th, Little Love Burger is open Sunday to Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Thursday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Tucson, don't you want some burger to love? Why I Love Where I Live. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Located in the open-air Mercado San Agustin Annex just west of downtown, it's a great place to shop or spend time with friends as you enjoy food, drink, and other shopping options close by. Find gifts, toys, books, and clothes that will help you celebrate where you live. Visit them at the Annex off the I-10 at Cushing and Avenida del Convento.
Life isn't about money, but how you handle money impacts everything. The Ramsey Show, today at 1 on 1030 The Voice.
And we're back, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. Good morning to you. If you're just joining us, welcome here live out of the Common Workspace Studios, Tipping Point with Zach Yenser on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I'm your host, Zach Yenser. And we just said goodbye to Colonel Jason Dickinson. His debut appearance on the show with the Morris Air National Guard Base, the 162nd Wing, located at the Tucson International Airport. And thanks to the listener who made that connection as well. You know who you are if you're listening. Appreciated that conversation. This segment is sponsored by Little Love Burger, opening downtown earlier in October this fall. Little Love Burger is serving up the juiciest burgers, loaded hot dogs, hub ice cream, milkshakes, local brews, and breakfast sandwiches. You can follow them on social at Little Love Burger for their hours and more. Definitely go visit them. Great men and women here in Tucson who are starting business in this community, and we always want to celebrate that. Matt, I kid you not, and I was joking about this in the second segment, I don't think I felt as dumb about something Tucson-related as I did about that conversation with Colonel Dickinson. About every 2 minutes was a, wait, really? That I didn't know that, really?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people might, you know, connect the two, Davis Monthan and the Air Guard, but they do a lot of good work, and it's good to, you know, it's good to get for them to get the story out. It's good for listeners to hear it, and you know, I think it's just a good conversation for the community.
Yeah, and I mean, even an aha moment was there's the National Guard, but there's also the National Guard, Air, and Army. There's multiple layers of the National Guard. And, you know, A-10 is Davis Month, and the F-16, the famous F-16, people kind of either love it or hate it here in Tucson. There's 72 of those at the Air National Guard base. And we're not just training, you know, Americans in these F-16s. We're also training folks who buy the F-16 around the world, training them how to fly right out of here. I just had no idea. Kind of came into this conversation knowing I would be asking the dumb questions that I had. And I feel much smarter about this now. After
Well, and the good thing about keeping it in the public eye is things like there's a group called Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, and I know we run some PSAs for them. And, you know, a lot of your listeners and a lot of your advertisers may employ reserve members, and it's good to know that if, you know, the ways that you can support them as an employer. So it's just a good top of mind thing for everybody to hear about the reserve and what they do, what their mission is, and what they're doing in our community.
Totally. We have Chris Dodge coming up, by the way, the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. We'll give you a sneak peek in just a few moments. But Matt, for me, this is something I've mentioned on the show before, and I don't know if I have the answer, but the interesting situation that I continue to see in Tucson, and I don't know what to make of it, is I would say 2/3 of our core industry and sector strengths, and I've mentioned this, by the way, to groups around town, just to raise the issue for people to think about around economic development, around our economy. You know, 2/3 of the sectors and industries that we're really good at in Tucson are sectors and industries that, in many ways, I think the broader Tucson conversation havers, if that's a word, would not necessarily like to talk about on a regular basis. And I'm sure there's a prettier way to say that, but of course I'm referring to mining. And I'm referring to our aerospace and defense industry. We know about Raytheon. We know about the space tech side, the really cool space tech stuff that's happening. But again, whether it's Raytheon, whether it's Davis Monthan, whether it's the Morris Air National Guard Base, we kind of acknowledge all that exists. And I think a lot of people in Tucson would rather those weren't some of our core sectors and industries. I think whether it is mining or defense or the military, our core industries and our core sectors are somewhat different from the culture and community and leanings of, I think, lot of Tucson residents. And it makes me scratch my head a little bit, because I think in other communities, you know, if there was such a strong aerospace and military and defense sector industry, that would be a defining element, a defining quality of that community. But there is such a kind of silent disconnect here in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And I think what's interesting for Tucson is that, again, other communities who have the skill sets, the workforce, the technologies around mining, aerospace, defense, military, would be a little bit more intentional to say, hey, these are the things we're really good at. These are core to our community. Let's lean into those. Does Tucson want to lean into those? You know, again, Jason Dickinson said, you know, hey, when I'm out in uniform, people want to buy my food. I mean, I think we recognize and honor those who are in the armed services, again, whether it is reserve or active. I'm just bringing this up again. I've done it on this show before to say this is a head scratcher for me. I think communities have to lean on their strengths and use them to grow healthy households, healthy communities, healthy economies. I think the stuff that Tucson is good at is frankly stuff that the Tucson Public Square doesn't really want to talk about. And I ultimately think we have to move to and through and over that for Tucson to be successful. I don't have the magic wand. I don't have the answers. But I wanted to throw it out there. And I know from talking to friends who are at Davis-Monthan, right? They're here for 2 or 3 years and don't feel connected to the community. And look, I know it's hard to connect to the community in a short period of time when you're traveling all over the world. You don't get to get rooted. But can we do a better job of welcoming and integrating and connecting with active duty service members who are at Davis-Monthan for a few years here in our community? Can we be more intentional about that partnership? These are questions that come to mind. And every now and again, you know, I'll come into an hour like this one and I will do the majority of the learning of just the dumb questions, the dumb moments. How did I not know that? But I also, if I don't know that, and this is not like a pat on my back at all, I get the opportunity to be really plugged in, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm grateful for that. I get to work around the issues every day on the air. And if I don't know these things, I don't think the average Tucsonan knows these things. So again, you know, I think that what I just shared the last few minutes, I think is probably one of the top 10 hits on the show. You know, speaking of your band, you're playing your top 10. That's a top 10 for me, is that cultural clash, that dissonance between what we're good at and what we would rather be good at in this community. And I think it's one of the cultural tensions in Tucson and Southern Arizona. We have to, I think, first say and talk about out loud, and then figure out what does our future look like from that. But great conversation. Thoroughly enjoyed it with Colonel Jason Dickinson of the Morris Air National Guard Base. Chris Dodge, I just got word, is in the green room here in our Common Workspace studios with the Tucson Jazz Festival. They've been doing kind of some behind-the-scenes reworking, rethinking, redoing of the Tucson Jazz Festival, and I'm thoroughly excited to get a special sneak peek from him today in just a minute about what 2022 holds. So, Matt, let's do that. Let's go to our final break of the hour. When we come back, Chris Dodge, Tucson Jazz Festival on the other side. Don't go anywhere, Tucson. Tipping Point returns on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Trusted local news and talk all morning on 1030 The Voice.
What are the community stories that define us? Talking about these stories are what Tipping Point is about, and what Storyteller PR, a public relations firm in Tucson, has been doing meaningfully for years in our community. Storyteller PR activates publicity, social media, and event production to establish and strengthen the reputation of Southern Arizona brands and organizations. What story do you need to tell? Visit us at storytellerpr.com to learn more. You love Decibel Coffee Works, the coffee of Tipping Point and the Yenser household, for their quality roasted coffee and beans. Now they're giving you even more reasons. Open now, the Scratch Kitchen at the MSA Annex will provide quick and easy breakfast and lunch with vegetarian and vegan options available to enjoy with your drink. Visit the MSA Annex right off the I-10 and Cushing to be one of the first to try. 267 South Avenida del Convento.
When looking at retirement planning, conventional thinking asks, how do I get a higher return? Should I take on more risk or is there a better product? Jason Robinson and his team at MassMutual focuses on the overall strategy first. He and his team of advisors have the tools necessary to measure the proper balance of investments and actuarial science for the best path possible for the highest retirement income. Call Jason and his team at 520-274-3749 to have them run through an analysis at no cost to see how much more efficient you can be, and tell them Zach sent you over.
The economy is moving forward, and Arizona businesses are looking at new opportunities and challenges as we emerge from COVID-19. Leading companies are planning how to respond to new business and rebuild their teams and are looking for critical talent now. The right talent in key positions will make all the difference, and having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge. Devin and her team at Talent Store will connect you with top talent while positively impacting time to hire, retention, and your employer brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and schedule time with Devin and her team.
In 2021, FC Tucson was just getting started. We're building something special that all of Tucson can be proud of. Don't miss FC Tucson in action in 2022. Secure your season tickets now at fctucson.com or call 520-600-3095 and download the FC Tucson app in the App Store or Google Play to get updates on MLS preseason as FC Tucson welcomes the biggest teams in U.S. soccer in January and February.
When you manage your money with a credit union, you're taking true ownership of your finances and how your money impacts the community. Stop letting banking just happen to you. Bring your money home to Vantage West, federally insured by NCUA.
After you finish listening to The Tipping Point, listen to my show, The Hugh Hewitt Show, this morning from 10 to noon, right here on 1030 KBOI The Voice.
And we're back, Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. Good morning to you. Coming to you live out of the Common Workspace Studios. Tipping Point with Zach Yenser, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. We are now in our studio live with Chris Dodge, the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. We talk about news and politics and business and issues and everything Tucson, Southern Arizona. And I told Chris when he walked in, I am so glad to close this hour talking about jazz and music and Tucson's arts and culture.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
because like everybody, I'm tired of kind of the list of things that we often have to talk about just because it's top of mind and current and news. Chris, you were appointed recently-ish as the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Correct.
Give us a little bit about you and how long has it been since you stepped into the festival?
I've been involved with the festival since 2019, 2020, okay. and various different small amounts, but I came on March of 2020. Great timing. But we've had to do a lot of reimagining. Obviously, nothing happened in 21, but yeah. We are geared and ready to move forward with lots of different possibilities of for people to experience music and jazz come January of 22.
For sure. Yeah, and I double-checked that with you here as we got going, because that was my sense, is that this was a real year of rethinking and reimagining. In 2020, I would have said pivot, but I overused that word. Now I hate it. Many organizations, this was we have to rethink how we're doing things. And I want to talk about 2022, but if you had to encapsulate kind of what the Jazz Festival has been to this community and what it's looked like, and kind of what you think it's going to look like in the future, how would you do that?
I would say the seeds and the roots have been planted for this festival to be one of the key defining cultural points of what Tucson is. From a music standpoint. Now, we certainly have lots of different pieces of the pie, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But for me, highlighting the beauty of our community and its individualness and the different properties and cool, you know, from restaurants to venues to being able to do things outside as well as inside. To be able to do all that within a festival and do it in January when most of the rest of our country is not able to be able to do that, I like that. And I love to highlight the beauty of our downtown area, of our community. And you know what's one of the things that makes us whole as a community and as a society is being able to gather and share music. It's a universal language that we all can attune to.
I love that. This conversation is also part of our ongoing series in partnership with Vantage West Credit Union and the Tucson Metro Chamber. We call it Essential Customer. And the idea being is essential workers have kept Tucson together through the pandemic. Now we have a chance as consumers, as essential customers, to spend local, dine local, shop local, participate local, engage locally, and support the things that make Tucson, Tucson. And the Tucson Jazz Festival fits into that for me. And we appreciate the support of those two great community organizations in helping to support these conversations. So Chris, you've hinted at it. Give us a little bit of the hint that you're willing to give of what 2022 looks like. What does a reimagined jazz festival look like when most of the country is under snow?
Right.
We're going to have beautiful sunshine. What does that look like?
Well, Like I mentioned before, we can do things in outside venues where we have concerts scheduled out on the plaza at Hotel Congress. We are creating an indoor-outdoor jazz festival tent that'll be across from the Fox Theater that'll be featuring live music every afternoon. We also work inside our theaters as we have in the past, and all of those theaters have great systems set up for all of our patrons to be able to experience music in a wonderfully safe environment and in a great environment. I've been to all the theaters here recently, and from Centennial Hall seeing a musical last week to the Fox Theater to the Rialto, they're all doing a great job. And within that experience, we want the to enliven Tucson, for people to have no choice but to know that music is happening, whether it being on the street organically or in these outdoor venues, like I said, or in the theaters or in different unique spaces like, hotels and wineries and different things like that. That's what we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look a little different than the past, but the beauty is Tucson's fantastic in January.
It is.
Outside, inside, everywhere. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, and I want to talk about music with you today. I don't want to say the C word,
right?
But I will tiptoe it around it to say this.
Okay,
we're on a personal challenge not to say the word. There's nothing wrong with the word, but the C word, the famous C word that has been on everyone's lips the last 2 years. I think going forward, we have to figure out how to move forward with life.
Right.
And I think we have the tools in place.
We do.
To create safety as well as we can.
Right.
We can't keep stuttering. We can't keep stopping and starting. We know how to manage this thing we're still moving through. Life has to move on.
It does.
And we can have the boardroom conversations, but we also have to have the real life conversations. And I felt some of those real life conversations have often gotten held up in the boardrooms, if you know what I mean. Back to music, Chris Dodge, executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. And I say all that to say that I think you're figuring out how to do that. And we appreciate you for doing it. A listener who knew you were coming on said, really great lineup this year. I think I want to say these names right. Lee Ritenour.
Yeah.
And Dave Gruden in one show.
Right.
Got to see that.
Right.
So I'm going to use that to kind of ask you, what are some of the names that are going to be in Tucson for the Jazz Festival next year that you're excited about that people may know? Give us a sense of the lineup.
So Lee Ritenour, I can start with that. I mean, he's won multiple Grammys. Dave Grusin is a fantastic piano player. They started GRP Records. He's won multiple Oscars as well. He's known as a film composer. Mm-hmm. To have them both on the same night, on the same bill, is amazing. It's not something you're normally going to see. Herb Albert, everybody I know from 20-year-olds to 80-year-olds has listened and heard Herb Albert. He's a legend, and he's going to be here with his wife, Lonnie Hall, who sang with Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, and she sounds fabulous, and Herb sounds fabulous. I'm super excited. We have John Batiste coming.
I was hoping you were going to mention that feels huge.
That is huge. We are super fortunate, and if you miss this concert, you're going to miss a historical thing happening, guys. John Batiste is on fire right now. He has 11 Grammy nominations currently. He's won Oscars. He's been seen all over on TV, and his music, it just speaks to us. It's a very unifying message, and he is really about, you know, bringing people together and uniting us through the lens of music. And what just a dynamic performer. And Diane Reeves, she is listed as one of the top female vocalists of all time in the jazz world. She's in the top 10. And then we have a new and up-and-coming jazz vocalist, Cyril Ami. She's rated in the top 10 jazz vocalists as well, and she's coming in with the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Mm. I mean, if you want to hear, like, the root of great, yes, just music, I mean, New Orleans Jazz Orchestra is the way to go. And not even to speak, you know, we have Latin jazz coming too. The Spanish Harlem Orchestra is going to be here, and they've won, I believe, 3 Grammys as of right now, and they're the epitome of Latin jazz. And on top of that, we have Orquesta Mendoza opening for them. Orquesta Mendoza with Sergio at the helm. They haven't played in Tucson for 2-3 years, and this will be the first time back. And that's a night that you won't want to miss either. It's just full of just great, cool things. And we don't have enough time for me to talk about everything. But I mean, it's a great lineup, and I really wish all the listeners out there that you could come out and enjoy the music with us.
Absolutely. Due to time, you know, if I had more time, I would ask you about the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. And a special event, Arpeggio, Jazz, Wine, and Dine. Those two just kind of catch my eye. And by the way, I'm on your website, TucsonJazzFestival.org.
That's correct.
I'm looking at these names as you're mentioning. This is not a secret. People can go and they can see when it is and what time and where it is and buy a ticket. Would it be fair, and if it's not fair, I think that's a good answer too. Would it be fair to say that this year's Jazz Festival is punching above even our weight as a art and culture community? It feels like there's some really big global names that you've pulled in for this. I'm not in any way diminishing Tucson's value nationally, but these are huge names. Is this another level for the Tucson Jazz Festival, or is this standard?
I will say this: the Tucson Jazz Festival has always brought in great names, but the level of what we were able to bring in for this year is above and beyond what we've been able to do in the past, and it shows great to two things. One, Tucson is a great up and coming community, and people see that, and people want to be here.
That's so cool.
Artists want to come. And two,
that's so cool.
The people here in Tucson support great arts, and that's what we need. We need folks to come out and listen and come to the music, and we want to attract visitors to come to Tucson and see how great the community is as well.
Chris, I always say this. This is my soapbox. We're with Chris Dodge, the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. Tucson is the 32nd largest city in America. We are not a small town.
Not at all.
The world does not see us as a small town. We see ourselves as a small town, and that has its own charm.
Right.
But we need to lean into this fact that Tucson is and has the potential to be this nationally and globally renowned city, because Diane Reeves thinks it is. John Batiste thinks it is.
Right.
Lee Ritenour thinks it is, or they wouldn't come here.
Right.
And I think it does say so much about Tucson, but also your work at the festival. So, I mean, Chris, this is awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me here. I'd love to come and talk with you anytime.
Yeah, I would. I would love to have the continuing conversation. Anything that our listeners need to know further, TucsonJazzFestival.org is where they can go to find more information. And I'm assuming you would urge ASAP purchase of tickets. Probably don't wait till the last minute.
Tucson's renowned for people buying tickets last minute, and we know that's part of our culture. But I will say this: many of the shows are selling really well. John Batiste in particular.
Sure.
There's very few tickets left for that. So if you want to see it, by all means, come and see it. And can I share something with your listeners?
Yeah.
If you go to the John Batiste ticketing website, we have some tickets that are on reserve that you need a code to do it. So listen closely. Type in capital letters TJF2022. They will open up some of the tickets that are reserved, and they will get you better seats. So if you're listening to the radio, go do that now.
I love it. You heard it here. TJF2022.
That's correct.
Is the special code. Go ahead and do that. Chris, we'll absolutely do this again soon. This is coming up in January of next year. Get your tickets now. And again, thanks to Vantage West Credit Union and the Tucson Metro Chamber for their help in delivering these kind of conversations. Tucson, keep your investment, your money, your time locally and support the amazing city that Tucson is and Tucson is becoming. Chris, we'll do this again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
And Tucson, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk to a new news venture. News is corporatizing. What does a locally invested news model look like? We'll also talk with Ruben Navarrete, the most widely read Latino columnist in the country. That's our Wednesday show. Hugh Hewitt's up next now. Bill Buckmaster at